Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our title sponsor, Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, supporting the community through April of 2021. And also our Shark Cast sponsors, Apollos Electric, Don't Be Left in the Dark, Hightower Westchester, Fiduciary Wealth Advisors, and White Plains Hospital. Thank you, everyone, on the front line. So today we're kicking off our latest series called What's Happening in the Hudson Valley with the Hudson Valley Gateway Chamber of Commerce, which represents a unique region, right? Just to the south, we have New York City. It's an easy trip to northeast or west. We'll find natural splendors immortalized by the Hudson River School of Painters, multiple Revolutionary War sites, and the New York State Capitol, Albany. You know, traditions everywhere, and the future is always on display. The Chamber never tires of promoting and supporting everything the Gateway region offers, and everyone who lives, works, and plays here. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Chuck Newman, who is a board of director with the Hudson Valley Gateway Chamber of Commerce, and also the owner of Charles Newman Company, a group health insurance and employee benefits company, life, disability, and long-term care. Chuck, what a pleasure.
Morning, Andrew.
Nice to see you. Nice to get to know you here. And welcome to the first of what we hope is a multiple series.
Thank you. I'm honored to be on the maiden voyage here.
As you should be. So Chuck, tell us a little bit about the Chamber and how you first got involved, and what has the Chamber meant to you and your business?
Sure. Well, the Hudson Valley Gateway Chamber, my original involvement probably close to 20 years ago. I don't really remember things. You know, time speeds up on us. But I'm a board member today, and I always wanted to kind of be involved in the local community. You know, our businesses can be really far-flung. My company serves businesses for their health insurance, for instance, really from Massachusetts to Pennsylvania, and we've got customers in California, Texas. But really, I've always been focused on the local community. I'm third generation business owner in Peekskill, which is part of that Hudson Valley Gateway community where the Hudson Valley Gateway Chamber office is located. And the chamber, really kind of the heart of the chamber, is Austining, really to kind of Cold Spring, New York. And in that region, it's just great to have the ties to local businesses, people that you see perhaps in the community, on the street, walking around, at a restaurant, that kind of thing. And you do business with these people at the same time. So it's a much different feeling than kind of being in New York City or being kind of in far-flung areas where you don't have those kind of human connections.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, and these are obviously difficult times right now with everything that we're going through, but it's still very, very important to be with people or in front of people in some way, shape, or form, networking for your business. Talk to us about, I mean, it doesn't always come natural to people to network. So what kind of advice would you give people?
It doesn't. You know, I was lucky. I grew up with a dad who was a champion schmoozer. Schmoozing is just kind of the art of talking to people and understanding them in kind of a warm way. But I started my career in 1991 in Stanford, and I didn't really have a network there. So very quickly got together with a couple of other professionals, a CPA and someone in payroll services, and we formed this little network group, which today is still going, I think, in Connecticut. I think it meets at the Greenwich Hyatt. But the overall idea of networking is that you're meeting other people and you're hoping to find out about them, find out about their business so you can help them. So you can find out opportunities to help them improve their business, to help them expand their universe. And when you do that, you ultimately get business back. It just comes back to you in different ways. You're not doing it with the expectation of an immediate return on that time you're spending networking. You really want to establish some type of rapport with someone, listen to them, what they do, what their business is, and then think of opportunities where you can help them achieve their goals. And in achieving their goals, you'll achieve yours. So I know it doesn't come naturally to a lot of people, but just try to think of it as asking questions and being inquisitive and being interested in what other people do.
Yeah, that's well said. You know, we have two ears and one mouth, right? And I think there's a reason for that. I've heard that, and that stuck with me, because you do have to get to know somebody. And you know, you've got to be able to offer the ability to help them. And that's really where
you really do. It can't be, you know, there's that expression, you know, you're a radio guy. So do you know what you've heard of? WIIFM, right? You know, what's in it for me?
That's right.
It's a lot of people's favorite radio station, but it shouldn't be. It should be, how can I help you? And that's really, I think, got to be the overarching theme of networking.
Yeah. And I think that's where the most successful people, they stem from that thought process. So I would agree with you on that. What are some of the best ways to find networking opportunities, Chuck?
You know, I've found since the pandemic beginning in March, you know, when we were all kind of pushed out of our normal environment, that there are many opportunities online. There are virtual networking groups. There are groups that you can form yourself with other professionals. And then there are these affinity groups like the Hudson Valley Gateway Chamber associations where they are having networking opportunities. So what is the key goal of a chamber? Really, it's to help other businesses in our community expand their businesses. And in so doing, we expand our own. So it's the same thing with respect to networking. We are now doing for the Hudson Valley Gateway Chamber a couple of networking events every month, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, something like that, depending upon how many people are. And we'll have breakout rooms and just give people the opportunity for these one-on-one exchanges that they're missing at those cocktail hours, either going out after business or before an event like perhaps a gala for a nonprofit or an annual awards dinner. Those things aren't happening in person. So you're missing that kind of cocktail hour. So you have a virtual cocktail hour. You don't have to drink, by the way. But you could do that for coffee also. But just
could
have
if you
that
want
conversation.
To. You could if you want to.
You could if you want to.
you know, we're going to talk a little bit later in this episode with Deb Malone, executive director, on, I guess, some of the things that are coming up this fall. But let's finish up this part of the conversation.
Sure.
With how, you know, how could you be best prepared, Chuck, for online networking? Because that's really where, that's the space we're all in now, right? We're doing most of it online. I can't believe how much has happened in the last 6-7 months online. And it's actually opened up new opportunities for people too.
Absolutely. You know, I agree 100%.
This forum, for example, is fairly new to us.
Right. But it works. Now, we don't want to be exclusive to this when this thing ends, right? But I think there will be a big element that carries over where we are still having these online conversations. I've met so many people, Andrew, in the past 8 months or so, just virtually in this way. And you are able to establish rapport. You are. And you are able to kind of understand people in a way that I think you can when you're meeting over a cup of coffee or at a breakfast or whatever it is. So I think it does work. I think you have to be prepared to talk about your business in a very succinct way, to give people concrete examples of what a good referral is for you. For instance, my firm, we insure around 200 businesses. 48 of those are law firms, around 27, 28 are nonprofits, and we have a growing segment of foreign-owned companies operating in the U.S. So that gives people clear lines of, you know, the kind of businesses that we serve, although we serve plumbing contractors, HVAC, beer distributors, whatever it is. So, but if you help people to kind of paint a word picture of what a good referral is for you, that's very helpful for them to be able to refer to you. But you also have to remember, it's not about you. Ask questions. Ask them what's a good referral for them.
Yes, very important. But I'm going to make this last piece about you. So tell us a little bit more. You just told us a little bit about the business. You've been around for over 30 years or close to it, I think. How can people get in touch with you, Chuck? What ways can they find you? And you know, what would you want to leave somebody, your last little nugget about your business?
Yeah, Charles Newman Company in Peekskill. Made it very simple, charlesnewman.com. And my email is chuck@charlesnewman.com. Not a lot for me to remember there. And even the phone number is easy, 914-345-1000. Doesn't get easier than that, right? If they're looking for help with their health insurance, where we really excel is helping companies try to navigate this complex world of health insurance that we're in the United States. Finding the best options for them, best options for their employees. But when we don't leave it there, when they have health insurance with us, we are there to help them when the insurance companies push back and are not wanting to pay for a medication or not wanting to pay for a test or a surgery. That's where we get involved and we're advocates for them. So really, at the end of the day, it's all about service. And instead of getting the next available customer service associate, they get a human being when they call us.
Well, I believe it, Chuck. And, you know, I've only gotten to know you just a little bit here, but certainly, you know, your attitude and everything about you speaks volumes to your business and the connections you've made. And just by the nature of being, you know, a member of the chamber and a board member for that matter, I applaud you for that effort. And I look forward to getting to know you a little bit better.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So you've been listening to our latest series of What's Happening in the Hudson Valley. We'll be right back with Executive Director Deb Malone. I also want to remind you that this is brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, and also Wartburg Rehabilitation, Park Sterling Realty, and Michael Labriola, Landscape Design and Construction. We'll be right back. Hang on.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.